Protesters in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, warning that the country is running out of HIV medicine just months after President Donald Trump cut more than 90% of USAID's foreign aid contracts and $60 billion in overall aid worldwide. In Florida, Marie Dennis Luque, founder and director of Caring for Haitian Orphans with AIDS, says the situation in Haiti is dire.
Our kids only have medication until the end of July, and we do not know what's going to happen after that. I cannot watch them die. I don't know.
In Cap-Haïtien, Haiti, Dr. Eugene Macklin of New Hope Hospital says they're very worried about the direction the program is taking. He says if they don't find medicine in the coming days, it will lead to disaster. Official estimates say that more than 150,000 people in Haiti have HIV or AIDS. Nonprofits believe the number is much higher. I'm Donna Warder.